Good morning and praise the Lord.
Good morning.
It is good to be in the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
Let us open our Bible and read Psalm chapter 57, verses 1 to 11. Psalm chapter 57, verses 1 to 11. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusted in thee. Yea, and the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge, until these calamities be overpassed. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven, and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me. Into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves, Selah. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. I wake up my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. Amen. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus who shed on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins. To give us eternal life. Lord, we come to you today with gratitude for all your goodness, faithfulness, loving kindness to us. Thank you, Lord, for all the trials that you delivered us from them. Lord, we thank you for the discipline that we receive from you for our sins, for the rebukes through your word, and for the suffering that you allowed us to pass through in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for our salvation, for the miracles, wonders, and we thank you for your provision, for our jobs and incomes, for our food, the good health, the strength, answered prayers, for the healing, and for the pleasure that we gather once again today in your house to worship you and serve you. Lord, thank you for all the seen and unseen blessings that you bestow upon us in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Renounce your anger, laziness, stubbornness, selfishness, envy, and jealousy, non-willingness to serve. Renounce your worldliness, your lies, and your greed. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by your blood. As you said in your word, if we confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests, for Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Pray for yourself. Lord, as we lifted up into your hands our needs, we trust you that you listen to us and will provide for us all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your wife. Pray for your husband. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents. And pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray that you will protect and provide for each and every family in the church of their needs. Lord, keep the families intact. Lord, I pray that to each and every family to unite daily in reading your word and worship, in kneeling down and in prayers. Lord, I pray for each and every family to be a good example to others around them in the society that they live in. Lord, enable them to evangelize and to reach other people around them and plant Bible studies. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family's members who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for each husband to lead his wife and children according to your will. Lord, we pray for each wife to be submissive and good helper to her husband. Lord, we pray for parents to be united, to implement discipline to their children, and the children would be obedient to their parents and obey the instructions that come from the Word of God. Lord, we pray for the children to give them humble and teachable hearts and make them diligent to help in the household chores. Lord, we trust you as we discipline our children, that they will grow and be blessed by you. Lord, we pray that you will help each single parent in the church and provide their needs to lead their children in your ways. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for yourself to be a good example to others around you and to evangelize to them that through you, they will come to know Christ. Commit yourselves to bring your tithes and offerings and your first fruit to God. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters to be a good example to their colleagues and to evangelize them by words and by good deeds and attitudes, that the salvation of Jesus will reach them. Lord, bless all those places of works for my brethren. I pray that they will receive their salaries on time and they will be honest to bring to you their tithes and their offering and first fruits. Lord, I pray for those who are faithful in giving to what is due for you, that you will increase their salaries and income in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. If you know any brother or sister in need, pray for him and pray for her. Lord, we pray for those who are sick, to heal them, and to provide jobs and income to those who are jobless, and to give wisdom and solutions to those who are in trouble so their problems will be solved. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people back home in our countries, and those whom we meet daily to be saved. Lord, we commit ourselves to reach them out with your word and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, we commit ourselves to continue to pray for them. Lord, humble them and reveal yourself to them. Grant them, Lord, repentance and give them salvation in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, and Armenia. Lord, we commit ourselves to pray for all those places that you allowed your church to expand to. We pray for the people that you will reveal yourself to them in visions and dreams. Lord, we commit ourselves to be good examples to them by obeying the rules and the laws in those countries and be a good citizens and to preach the gospel to them. Lord, prosper all those places so we too will prosper. Lord, we pray that you will give us favor in the eyes of those who are in government and you will provide for us all the logistic, the offices, and the documents that we need through the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Lord, prosper all those places so we too, your church, to be prospered in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the church and all the ministries of the church to grow. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregations to be planted in other places not yet been reached by the gospel. We pray, Lord, for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray to give us more spiritual gifts, speaking in tongues, interpretations of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gifts of faith, gift of healing, evangelism, pastoring, teaching, prophesying, and the rest of the gifts and the talents that we need so that your church will operate with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregations. We pray the evangelism, the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming, watchman ministry, the publications, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husbands, the translation ministry and the website. Lord, use all these ministries to bring new people to you. Lord, bring with us more laborers to serve you with us. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we commit ourselves to work with you, that the fruit of the Holy Spirit will manifest in us the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our service today. Lord, anoint us in the items of our worship. Anoint our prayers. Anoint our songs. Lord, bring us into the most holy place and fill us with the Holy Spirit. Lord, do miracles and wonders as we worship you and praise you. Lord, heal the people. Set others free from their bondages and save them. Anoint the message, Lord, of today and the speaker and speak to us. Lord, let your word change us and transform us. Anoint our recording of today's worship and use it to reach the rest of the congregations, families, and the members of the church and to reach the lost and new places and to new people in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them and to our who called according to His purpose. Amen." So today, let us lift our praise and thank Him to whatever occurrence we've been passing through, for it has a purpose, and to show His power and greatness into our lives. Let us put our trust to Him. For all you've done, for all you're going to do, we give you thanks and we'll lift our praise to you. We give thanks, we give praise, for we know that all things work together for our good. We give thanks, we give praise, for by faith we know your grace will see us through. For all those things that we don't understand, we come by faith and place them in your hands. We give thanks, we give praise, for we know that all things work together for our good. We give thanks, we give praise, for by faith we know your grace will see us through. Even if we stumble, even if we fall, you will not forsake us. You're the King and Lord of all. Lord of all, we give thanks, we give praise, for we know that all things work together for our good. We give thanks, we give praise, for by faith we know your grace to see us through. For by faith we know your grace to see us through. Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you, says the Lord. Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you, says the Lord. I have redeemed you and called you by name. Child, you are mine. When you walk through the waters, I'll be there. And through the flames, you're not no way be drowned. You're not no way be burned. For I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you, says the Lord. Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you, says the Lord. Fear not. Let us worship to God.
I love to worship you, my God. I love to worship you, my Lord, and see your Spirit fall in power, your love unfolding, gifts from heaven. I love to worship you, my God. I love to worship you, my Lord, and feel your precious breath of heaven, your all-consuming love. Holy Spirit, come in power, change my heart. I want to live for you, my God. Let your Spirit come in power, change my life, that I may live for you, my Lord. Fall on us, O Lord. I love to worship you, my God. I love to worship you, my Lord, and see your Spirit fall in power, your love unfolding gifts from heaven. I love to worship you, my God. I love to worship you, my Lord, and seal your precious breath of heaven, your all-consuming love. Holy Spirit, come in power, change my heart. I want to live for you, my God. Let your Spirit come in power, change my life, that I may live for you, my Lord. Fall on us, O Lord. So I yearn for you, long to see you move. So I lift my hands before my King and pray. So I yearn for you, long to see you move. Oh, I lift my hands before my King and pray. Holy Spirit, come in power, change my heart. I want to live for you, my God. Let your Spirit come in power, change my life, that I may live for you, my Lord. Fall on us, O Lord. Fall on us, O Lord.
Yes, O Lord. Fall on us, your Holy Spirit upon us. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands and worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory, all the honor. Lord, we lift our hands and worship as we lift your holy name, for you are great.
little miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you, for you are great. Little miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory and the honor, yes, Lord. Lord, we lift our hands and worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory. All the honor, Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. For you are great, you're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. There is no
Yes, O God, you are great, Lord, O God, and you do wondrous miracles to the life of your people, and you are alone, God. We lift our hands, O God, and worship you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us now collect our tithes and offering and first fruit unto God. In Malachi chapter 2, verses 10 to 12, bring ye all the tithes in the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations that call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, Lord, we praise and thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness and your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for everything that we have. Accept this, Lord, our tithes and offering and first fruit, as a sign of our obedience to your instruction to give what is due for you. Bless the givers and abound the works to be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us continue our worship to God. I'm reading the message of our overseer, Dr. Ramis, entitled with Psalm chapter 57. Psalm chapter 57. Let us open our Bible in the book of Psalm chapter 57, verses 1 to 11, and read. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in death. Yea, and the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge, until these calamities be overpast. I will cry unto God most high, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue are sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. they have dig a pit before me, into the midst whereof there are fallen themselves sila. My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up my glory, awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations, for thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth.
Yes,
Amen. Yes, O Lord, Almighty God, who created heaven and earth, we praise you. We praise you for your wonder works and thank you for the life that you bestow upon us to see the beauty of your holiness. Thank you, Lord, for this day to gather once again to hear your word. And as I deliver it, Lord, anoint my lips to deliver it clearly with the conviction of the Holy Ghost. And through this message, may your people, your church, be encouraged to go on and continue to serve you, knowing you see what they are passing through. Strengthen their faith to continue to thank and praise you and their lives in Jesus' name. Amen. In these Psalms, David penned these Psalms upon the occasions when he was raised and followed by King Saul trying to kill him. He was at the stronghold of En-Gedi when he and his men entered a cave and found out that Saul, entering the same cave that he was hiding with his men. We can read the narrative of this story in 1 Samuel chapter 24, verses 1 to 7. 1 Samuel chapter 24, verses 1 to 7. I am reading in King James Version. And it came to pass when Saul was returned from the following the Philistines that it was told him, saying, "Behold, David is in the wilderness of En-Gedi." Then Saul took 3,000 chosen men out of all Israel and went to seek David and his men upon the rocks of the wild goats. And he came to the sheepcotes by the way where was a cave. And Saul went in to cave his feet, to cover his feet, and David and his men remained in the sides of the cave. And the men of David said unto him, "Behold, the day of which the Lord said unto thee, Behold, I will deliver thine enemy into thine hand, that thou mayest do to him as it shall seem good unto thee." Then David arose and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe privily. And it came to pass afterward that David's heart smote him because he had cut off Saul's skirt. And he said unto his men, "The Lord forbid that I should do this thing unto my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch forth mine hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord." So David stayed his servants with these words, and suffered them not to rise against Saul. But Saul rose up out of the cave and went on his ways. David was with his 600 men. They entered that cave to hide from King Saul, who was pursuing them with 3,000 chosen men to seek the life of David. And 1 Samuel chapter 23, verses 13 to 15. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verses 13 to 15. Then David and his men, which were about 600, arose and departed out of Keilah and went whithersoever they could. And it was told Saul that David was escaped from Keilah, and he forbore to go forth. And David abode in the wilderness in the strongholds and remained in a mountain in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul sought him every day, but God delivered him not into his hand. And David saw that Saul was come and out to seek his life, and David was in the wilderness of Ziph in a wood. Also in 1 Samuel chapter 23, verses 19 to 29. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verses 19 to 29. Then came up the Ziphites to Saul to Gibeah, saying, "That not David hide himself with us in the strongholds in the wood, in the hill of Hakila, which is on the south of Jesimon. Now therefore, O king, come down according to all the desire of thy soul to come down, and our part shall be to deliver him into the king's hand. And Saul said, Blessed be ye of the Lord, for ye have compassion on me. Go, I pray you. Prepare yet, and know, and see his place where his hunt is, and who hath seen him there. For it is told me that he dealeth very subtly. See therefore, and take knowledge of all the lurking places where he hideth himself, and come ye again to me with a certainty, and I will go with you, and it shall come to pass, if he be in the land, that I will search him out throughout all the thousands of Judah. And they arose and went to sit before Saul. But David and his men were in the wilderness of Maon, in the plain on the south of Jesimon. Saul also and his men went to seek him, and they told David, wherefore he came down into Arach and abode in the wilderness of Maon. And when Saul heard that, he pursued after David in the wilderness of Maon. And Saul went on this side of the mountain, and David and his men on that side of the mountain. And David made haste to get away for fear of Saul. For Saul and his men compassed David and his men round about to take them. But there came a messenger unto Saul, saying, Haste thee and come, for the Philistines have invaded the land. Wherefore Saul returned from pursuing after David and went against the Philistines. Therefore they called the place Silah Hamalikot. And David went out from thence and dwelt in a stronghold at Enjedi. David, from what we read, was passing through a turmoil of trials, and sure, his mind and thoughts was loaded with heavy thoughts, and might even put the questions why he was passing through all that, and why God allowed King Saul to continue to pursue him. What is that, because of sin? Was is that a testing to his faith? Was is it that a consequence of a mistake or sin he had done? Life in the same way may be put pressure on us and try us from every side or corner. Therefore, we should not take the things negatively and start to think that God is against us. Do not allow the trial that you are passing through let you feel or believe that God is against you, or that God is not with you. God all allows you to pass through such a trial for a purpose and for a time, and all what you need to do is to endure it and persevere it. Psalm chapter 57 verse 1. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusted in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge, and these calamities be overpast. David, he was hiding with his 600 men in a large cave, and they were not expecting that Saul will come to the same place that they were hiding. Sure, that was a very unexpected incident that David and his men passed in their lives. The entrance of the huge caves in the mountain would be smaller than its size. David and his men were hiding at the back of the cave in the dark, and their eyes directed toward the entrance of the cave. All of a sudden, they will see the army of Israel. Saul, the king with the 3,000 men, approaching the entrance of the cave, as if they are seeing the end of their lives and watching the dangers approaching them. Certain times we might trust certain things in our lives that we can use to hide from the threats and dangers. Some people, or you yourself, might trust friends, certain influential people, money, talents, profession, man's power, or whatever scientific progress that they or you think it will be of great help to them in facing threats and dangers. But in realities, this might be important, but it will not replace the need of God in their lives or in your life. In the place that we think we are safe, in the place we can see lions around us, David might be trusting that this remote cave will be a good hide for him from the enemy. But it proved now it is of no protection to him. The danger came to him to the place that he thinks it is safe. That is why he cried out to God to be merciful to him. And Psalm chapter 57 verse 1. Psalm chapter 57 verse 1. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me. David here, he asserted his position that he trusted in the Lord and on his power. And he is hiding in the shadow of his wings. In Psalm chapter 57 verse 1. Psalm chapter 57 verse 1. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. In the same way, today the trials that we are passing through should help us or understand that we had built our trust on is of no help at all. To trust God and hide under his wings is the best place that we can stay and abide. In Psalm chapter 91, verses 1 to 2, Psalm chapter 91, verses 1 to 2, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. In any calamities that would come into our lives, we need to be assured that only God can save us from all our troubles that would pass into our lives. Our preparation for the battle is important, but cannot replace the value of trusting God fully in our lives and what he can do for us. Psalm chapter 57 verse 2. Psalm chapter 57 verse 2. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. God saved David from the critical situation and saved him from the hands of his first fiercest enemy when David cried to the Lord. God had provided and performed all the things needed for him to manage his life into the very purpose of God. In troubles, we need to learn to cry out to God, and he will deliver us from our enemies. See how the enemy came very near to David with a vast number of people, and they did not doubt that David and his men are hiding in that place. No one would know what God did to Saul to convince him to overlook the possibility that David and his men were hiding in the cave. Saul came to ease himself and to cover his feet to sleep for a while, but he did not discover David. In 1 Samuel chapter 24 verse 3, 1 Samuel chapter 24 verse 3, and he came to the sheepcotes by the way, where was a cave, and Saul went in to cover his feet, and David and his men remained in the sides of the cave. David, after such experience, valued more the presence of God in his life. Therefore, he decided that he will cry and pray to God the Most High, who is above all circumstances and situations. Let us learn to cry to God, who is the only one who can relieve us and deliver us from our enemies. Psalm chapter 57, verse 3. Psalm chapter 57 verse 3. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. God, sure in that incident, sent from heaven aid to David and to his men to save them from death. When Saul and his men entered the cave, God hid David and his men from them, and he gave to Saul and his men deep sleep so that David and his men can flee. God, even in a certain time, would send His angels to fight for His people. And Hebrews chapter 1, verses 13 to 14. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 13 to 14. But to which of the angels said He at any time, "Sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool"? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? We have the good example of the angel that sent by God to save Peter and delivered him from death. In Acts chapter 12, verses 7 to 11. Acts chapter 12, verses 7 to 11. "And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and smote Peter on the side, and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself, and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, Cast thy garment about thee, and follow me. And he went out, and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord, and they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a surety that the Lord had sent his angel, and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod, and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." In Psalm chapter 57, verse 3, Psalm chapter 57, verse 3, "God shall send forth his mercy and his truth." God, in that incident, in Psalm chapter 57, he not only sent his mercy and saved David, but he also sent the truth. He instructed David with the truth of God and what he needs to do with Saul that he was laying down and was put in his hands. The men of David ignited him to strike Saul, but David refused and told them the reason. And 1 Samuel chapter 24, verses 4 to 7. 1 Samuel chapter 24, verses 4 to 7. "And the men of David said unto him, Behold, the day of which the Lord said unto thee, Behold, I will deliver thine enemy into thine hand, that thou mayest do to him as it shall seem good unto thee. Then David arose and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe privily. And it came to pass afterward that David's heart smote him, because he had cut off Saul's skirt. And he said unto his men, The Lord forbid that I should do this thing unto my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch forth mine hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord. So David stayed his servants with these words, and suffered them not to rise against Saul. But Saul rose up out of the cave and went on his ways." When we pass through hardships, God still wants us to live according to the truth. We should not do the wrong things in order to relieve ourselves. Do not be tempted to do wrong just to relieve yourself, for God still wants you to follow and abide in the instruction of His word, and to avoid doing any evil while you are passing hard times and trials. The reason that God sent deep sleep on Saul and on his men, so that David and his men can be able to leave the cave and escape smoothly without being noticed or followed by Saul and his men. God certain times give us the upper hand over our enemies, so that we can escape from their harms, and not because he wants us to revenge from them or harm them. Psalm chapter 57, verse 4. Psalm chapter 57, verse 4. "My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword." Saul and his men who entered the cave seeking after David and his men made David surrounded by lions. as they were seeking his life. Like our Lord Jesus, when he came on earth, was surrounded by lions who wanted to devour his life when he was persecuted. When he was threatened and trapped by the Jewish, and he was arrested and crucified, in Psalms chapter 22, verses 12 to 13 and 21, Psalms chapter 22, verses 12 to 13 and then 21, many bulls have compassed me. The strong bulls of Bashan have beset me around. They gape upon me with their mouths as a ravening and roaring lion. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. Such evil things that was done against Jesus, we can read also in other scriptures in Matthew chapter 26, verse 55. Matthew chapter 26, verse 55, in that same hour said Jesus to the multitudes, are you come out as against a thief with swords and staves for to take me? I sat daily with you, teaching in the temple, and ye laid no hold on me. Also in mention in Matthew chapter 26, verse 67. Matthew chapter 26, verse 67. Then did they spit in his face and buffet him, and others smote him with the palms of their hands. Also in Matthew chapter 27, verse 27. Matthew chapter 27, verse 27. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. Also in mention in Matthew chapter 27, verses 39 to 41. Matthew 27, verses 39 to 41. And they that passed by reviled him, waging their hands and saying, thou dost destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days. Save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priest, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, trials of life may put us among lions and furious people, but we need to trust God, who will deliver us from such perils. The devil is a roaring lion, and 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Apostle Paul also was put in such circumstances and delivered out from the mouth of the lion. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 17. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 17. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Trials God will allow in our lives, but he will work them out and allow us to be delivered even out from the mouth of the lions, so that we can see the greatness of God and will exalt him, praise him, and glorify him. Psalm chapter 57, verse 4. Psalm chapter 57, verse 4. And I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. David was expressing that he is among men who will be set on the fire of hell because of their transgressions and telling lies. Slandered David to Saul, and finally they came to slaughter David. David was given opportunity to finish Saul's life, but he did not do it because God forbid him to do that. After Saul left the cave, David followed him and upbraided him of why he is listening to others who are telling him lies that David would destroy him. Let us see in 1 Samuel chapter 24, verses 7 to 10. 1 Samuel chapter 24, verses 7 to 10. So David stayed his servants with his words and suffered them now to rise against Saul. But Saul rose up out of the cave and went on his way. David also arose afterward and went out of the cave and cried after Saul, saying, "My Lord, the king." And when Saul looked behind him, David stopped with his face to the earth and bowed himself. And David said to Saul, "Wherefore hearest thou man's words, saying, 'Behold, David seeketh thy hurt'? Behold, this day thine eyes have seen how that the Lord hath delivered thee today into mine hand in the cave, and some bade me kill thee. But mine eye spared thee, and I said, 'I will not put forth mine hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed.'" Psalm chapter 57, verse 5. Psalm chapter 57, verse 5. "Be thou exalted, O God, above the heaven. Let thy glory be above all the earth." The deliverance that God made for David in that occasion proved to him that God is above all. Therefore, he wrote, "Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth." God not only delivered David from the hand of his enemies, but he put David even above his enemies and made them see clearly that David is above them and that God is with him and had given David the upper hand above them. Truly, God is above all, and the glory and the power of God is above all wisdom, as we can witness how God is delivering us from all our troubles and our enemies. Therefore, as the Lord is delivering us from troubles, trials, and to our enemies, let us exalt his name above all things as David did. "Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth." Next verse, verse 6 in Psalm chapter 57, verse 6. Psalm chapter 57, verse 6. "They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof there are fallen themselves Selah." David experienced how they were setting a net to trap his steps. They had digged a pit for him. His soul was bowed down due to the pressure that was laid on him. But God made it possible that those who were doing such things to him, to themselves, fell down in the trap and in the same snares that they prepared for David. Psalm chapter 7, verses 15 to 16. Psalm chapter 7, verses 15 to 16. "He made a pit and dig it, and it's fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate." Psalm chapter 9, verse 15. Psalm chapter 9, verse 15. "The heathen are sucked down in the pit that they made, and the net which they hid is their own foot taken." They did the same with our Lord Jesus Christ, but God delivered him from all those snares and traps. As we pray and continue to trust God, then God will work out for our sake marvelous things, and the enemies that are distressing us, we find them trapped by the snare that they are prepared for us. Let's go back in Psalm chapter 57, verse 7. Psalm chapter 57, verse 7. "My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise." David concluded, assured and asserted faith after the great things that God did to him in dealing with his enemies. In the same way, let our hearts be also fixed. And let us say it and live it, "My heart is fixed." For this reason, we will sing and give praise to our God. Verse 8, Psalm chapter 57, verse 8. Psalm chapter 57, verse 8. "Awake up, my glory, awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early." King David's soul revived and rejuvenated, and he was in a high spirit toward God and turned his life's theme unto joy and praise. David is calling his soul to wake up and give glory to God, who had saved his life in a wonderful way. David was so elated that he called the instruments to wake up and to give praises to God. Psalm chapter 57, verse 9. Psalm chapter 57, verse 9. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. To what David witnessed and how God delivered him in a marvelous way, he was able to see God and his mercy and truth above all. Psalm chapter 57, verse 10. In the next verse, Psalm chapter 57, verse 10. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. With such a testimony, David said and committed himself to praise God among the nations. Apostle Paul, in response to the trials that he was passing through and how God delivered him from his enemies, he quoted from Psalm chapter 57, verses 9 and 10, and committed himself to tell the nations about the Lord. In Romans chapter 15, verse 9, Romans chapter 15, verse 9, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. My dear and beloved King Saul and the 3,000 men with him, they came to search for David and to hunt him. They came to the place that he was hiding. They came knowing that the cave is one of the possible places that David was hiding in. The question is, how Saul and his men changed their mind and got no doubt that David is not in the cave? Only God knows. It is God who changed their thoughts and minds and spared David from their threats. David realized that God did great miracle in that place. He allowed even Saul to trust the place and use it to lie down to sleep. God even put Saul's life in David's hands. Therefore, after his departure, David was able to see that God was with him in all his trials, and God was above all, who was watching closely upon all the details of the situations that David was passing through. Above all, was watching over us, over his life. Therefore, King David sang in Psalm chapter 57, verse 11. Psalm chapter 57, verse 11. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. Therefore, let us be inspired with what God did to David to save his life. Let us trust God for our life and cause as we continue to serve him and do his will. Let us trust God that he is there with us in the midst of the most difficult trial in our lives. Let us trust God that he will not allow our enemies to prevail. Let us trust God that he will hide us and he will protect us from all our enemies. Let us trust God that he will give us the upper hand and put us even over our enemies. Let us trust God that he will give us, that he will lead us and sustain us to achieve all what he assigned to do till he come and take us to heaven with him. Let us continue to praise God and exalt him as we are sure of the great things that he is going to do for us. Let us continue to do right and abstain from evil, trusting that God will deal properly with our enemies. Let us continue to evangelize and preach his word and reaching new people and testifying to them about God, who can save their lives as they put their trust on him. Let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins, who was buried and rose from the dead on the third day to give me eternal life. Let us now confess to the Lord our sins and shortcomings. Let us ask God forgiveness for our lack of trust in God, for our doubts, for our lack of faith, and for doing our own will while we are in trials. Lord, thank you for delivering me from all the trials and all the enemies that want to destroy my life and your plan for me. Lord, I commit myself to go and serve you and to the works that you had prepared in advance for me to do. Lord, I trust that you are watching closely upon the affairs of my life and that you are going to save me as you saved David from the fiercest person among his enemies. Lord, be exalted above all the nations, and I will sing and confess thy name to the Gentiles. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. Lord, I pray that you will give me more of the fruit of the Holy Spirit to have the love, joy, peace, patience, self-control, gentleness, kindness, generosity, and perseverance. Lord, help me to be a good example to others to follow their lives and guide me to bring others into your kingdom. Lord, we thank you for the encouraging and assuring word that we had received from you. Lord, increase the faith of my brothers and sisters who set their lives to follow your ways and your commands in their lives. Lord, fill them with the Holy Spirit to go on in the direction that you are sending them to fulfill your plan in their lives and to reach others with the gospel of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands and worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory, all the honor. Lord, we lift our hands and worship as we lift your holy name. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Lord, enable us as a church and stand firm against all the trials and the enemies and the people that the devil is trying to use against us. Lord, help us to reach new areas and new people with the gospel of Jesus. Lord, help us to plant new Bible studies and new congregations. Lord, we cry out to you to go before us and fight our battles. Lord, we have no one but you. Lord, deal with those who block us and hinder us as a church to go on and do the works of yours. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen. Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you, says the Lord. I have redeemed you and called you by name. Child, you are mine. When you walk through the waters, I will be there. And through the flame, you'll not no way be drawn. You'll not no way be burned. For I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you, says the Lord. Fear not.
Hallelujah.
Amen.